solution is here. National Housing Authority is offering prime business and office space of various sizes with utilities included at consensual rates at Kulima Tower, Findeco, Indeco and Zimco Houses, right in the central business district of Lusaka City, and at Kafue House next to Kafue Council offices in Kafue. For viewing, call or WhatsApp 0970-137227 or 0977-198283 or visit head office along Sheki Sheki Road. There's a limited number of spaces. National Housing Authority also offers service plots in prime locations as well as the following consultancy services: land surveying, quantity surveying, engineering, project management and many more. For details, call 251808. National Housing Authority, helping in delivery of the national housing policy for empowering all citizens.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +26021122162 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. BOZ governor foresees great benefits to organized gold mining. Over 20 illegal solid waste aggregators warned. An international headline, South Africa row over army chiefs pro-Iran comments. And in sports, Saileti reveals plan as Kansanshi horse warriors in season opener. And now the news in detail. Bank of Zambia Governor Danny Kalyalia has reaffirmed the importance of organized gold mining as a strategic opportunity for Zambia's economic development. Speaking at the Manenga Ndulo Conference on Economic Development hosted by the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research, Dr. Kalyalia observed that Zambia has yet to take meaningful strides in formalizing its gold mining and trading activities. He noted that doing so could unlock significant national benefits, particularly for small-scale and artisanal miners. Now, since 2020, the bank has purchased gold worth approximately 350 million kwacha from companies such as First Quantum Minerals.
The government themselves were working on a program to see how people can be organized, these artisanal miners, how they can be organized, because the gold market is also very sensitive to where it is sourced. Because if you are using child labor, is using unsustainable methods of mining it, you want to get that certificate and then you can sell it. So that's one of the things. So it has be organized, and we have been saying, and the president has been also fighting, it must be organized. Because if it isn't, we are all losers. There will be cartels.
Democratic Union DU Secretary General Kaunda Piri has expressed happiness with the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ's engagement with stakeholders in the electoral process. Mr. Piri commended the election body for publicity initiatives on voter registration. He says the initiatives will utilize various channels including community meetings, door-to-door campaigns, infotainment and sensitization via various media platforms. In a statement, Mr. Piri says the engagement demonstrated ECZ's commitment to transparency and accountability. Meanwhile, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis expressed happiness with Democratic Union's participation in recent by-elections such as Petauke and Pambashe. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned over 20 illegal solid waste aggregators operating in various parts of the city and under the popular Zesco pylons along Ring Road against causing environmental risks to residents. In a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the aggregators have been cautioned against open-air burning, which can cause respiratory problems like tuberculosis to residents. Ms. Mwamba says the council, with the support of Zambia Police, also demolished the illegal makeshift structures belonging to the aggregators. She says illegal trading and open-air burning of solid waste is a prosecutable offence infringing on human rights to good quality air.
Lusaka City Council has warned over 20 illegal solid waste aggregators operating in various parts of the city and under the popular Zesco pylons along Ring Road against causing environmental risks to residents. The aggregators have been cautioned against open-air burning, which can cause respiratory problems like tuberculosis. The council, with the support of Zambia Police, also demolished makeshift structures belonging to the aggregators across the city. The council wants that anyone found guilty of abrogating the law will be fined or prosecuted, and illegality regarding solid waste will not be tolerated. Stringent measures will be taken against perpetrators. The local authority appeals to residents to support the council in maintaining law and order.
United Party for National Development, UPND, Media Director Maximo says the Lungu family's application to set aside the Pretoria High Court ruling on former President Edgar Lungu's repatriation does not amount to a court decision. Mr. Simoe explained that the application before the South African Constitutional Court is merely a request which may either be dismissed or entertained, but does not in itself suspend the High Court judgment. He stressed that the High Court ruling remains binding until the Constitutional Court hears the matter. Now, on August 8, 2025, the Lungu family filed an application for leave to appeal the ruling that ordered Mr. Lungu's body to be repatriated for a state funeral in Zambia. And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
South Africa's army chief has been criticized after he reportedly pledged military and political support to Iran during a recent visit to the country. Members of South Africa's governing coalition have accused General Ruzani Maphanya of reckless grandstanding, while President Cyril Ramaphosa confirmed he would meet the general to discuss his EU-advised trip. The row comes as South Africa navigates tense relations with the US, which has taken exception to the country's ties with Iran, among other issues. The Democratic Alliance, part of South Africa government, called for General Maphanya to be court-martialed. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he'll travel to Washington on Monday after President Trump's summit with Vladimir Putin failed to reach a ceasefire. Mr. Zelensky said he discussed the talks with Mr. Trump and with European leaders by phone for more than an hour. He also repeated his support for another meeting of Russia, the United States and Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine are continuing to exchange airstrikes. The Ukrainian military said it shot down or jammed over 60 of the 85 drones fired by Russia overnight. Russia says it destroyed nearly nearly 30 Ukrainian drones. The number of people killed in floods triggered by monsoon rains in northern Pakistan has risen to at least 300. More flash floods are possible, with heavy rain forecast until at least Thursday. The first hurricane of the Atlantic season has quickly intensified as it heads towards the northern edge of the Caribbean. Erin is now classified